Բարի վերադարձ, սիրելի ռադիո ունգդիներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիո ժամին։ Կրկին խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան։ Առաջին կեսին, ուրեմն, դուք լսեցիք իմ հարցազրույցը պարոն Համբարձում Քաղքեցյանի հետ, տեխնոլոգիական հարցերով խոսեցինք Հայաստանի հետ կապված, այդ ստարտափները, որ իր ընկերությունը, որի մեջ իր ընկերությունը ներդրումներ է անում։ Երկրորդ կեսին պիտի խոսենք մի հրաշալի երիտասարդ հայ ուրեմն կինի հետ, մի հիանալի անձնավորության հետ, Լուսինե Սիմոնյան։ Եթե կարելի է, Լուսինե, նախքան հարցազրույցը սկսելը, քո կենսագրականը պիտի խնդրեմ կարդալ անգլերեն լեզվով։ Dear listeners, our guest for the second half, our honored guest is Lucine Simonian. She's a wonderful lady, and you'll hear about the incredible work she's doing with her company, which is empowering female entrepreneurs, her company called Mire Collections. But by way of brief background, Lucine grew up in Armenia. She's a graduate of the French University in Armenia, where she earned a master's degree in accounting and finance. She's currently a tax accountant in Los Angeles. She has pursued the field of accounting, but at the same time, she has created her own company, her own online platform. It was launched back in 2019. It's called Mire Collections, and it represents Lucina's vision to curate an eclectic collection of accessories that highlight the diverse and distinctive creative expertise of talented Armenian artists in Armenia. So, Lucine, with that, welcome to the Armenian Assembly of America Weekly Radio Hour. I wanted to get things started, perhaps shed light for our listeners a bit about your role models growing up, and if your role models had any influence on what you are doing now with Mire Collections.
Hi, Miranjan. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here today and to have this conversation with you. And thank you for the introduction. My pleasure. I do have role models. I did grow up in Armenia. And as you know, in Armenia, the sense of family is very strong. And my best role models, the very first ones that I had, were my parents, and seeing them, how their work ethic and how hard that they worked day in and day out made me the person who I am, which for me, a person should be determined and should be able to give back to the community and to remember where they're coming from.
That's wonderful. And it's so refreshing to hear as in many cases, how, our previous generations in our families have worked so hard in order to enable our generation, your and my generation, to be in a much, much better place in this world, and to be able to then pay it forward, as you are doing, certainly, Lucine, with Mire Collections. If I may, if you could tell us a little bit about what Mire Collections is, and what was the source of inspiration that motivated you to conceptualize, create, and implement your business plan for Mire Collections?
Mire Collections is an online platform that empowers Armenian artists and represents them. It helps them to sell their unique jewelry and accessories. The idea came, I travel to Armenia a lot, and every time I go, I see the unique jewelry that they make, and it inspires me how much creativity and hard work goes into each piece. And living in Los Angeles, California, I thought this is a great opportunity to give back to the community and to Armenia and all Armenians in the world, and to create online platform, a one-of-a-kind website that will incorporate all Armenian artists into one place. Currently, we started with 5 artists, but currently we have 41 artists represented on the website. Most of them are from Armenia. We have artists from Los Angeles, from Boston, from Lebanon. So the idea is to have a place for our heritage to be represented in the best way possible.
So you've created this online platform, safe and secure, where anyone can go and look at, you know, the designs, the jewelry designs, the artistic designs of 41 distinct entrepreneurs and artists, and be able to seamlessly purchase a very unique, accessory, a very unique piece of jewelry. Is that what you've created through this online platform for people to become familiar with what these artists are designing and producing?
Mm-hmm, correct. Yeah, we carefully select artists across the world for their creative expertise and passion for the craft. And the reason why I always say artists and not artisans, because each of them have a higher education in art. And something that I'm very proud about the website is that we have a special place for the artists. So anyone who purchases an item from Mirai Collections can go on the website and search the artist and find out the background, where the artist is coming from, what education they received. And most of the artists, if not all, are, you know, have a higher education in art. They're very good in the craft that they're doing. And that is the main reason why Mirai Collections was started.
And I think it's fair to say that without this channel, this that you've created, this platform, it would be rather difficult, at least for artists in Armenia, and the artisans in Armenia, to be able to find new markets for their designs. Is that fair to say?
Yes, and that is the main goal of Mirai Collections, is to be able to give opportunity to each artist. Mirai is all about opportunity, is about partnership. So for us, it is very important to be the partner of the artist and to help them in any way possible through social media, through online platform, to represent them and to bring their art into a different country and, you know, ship it worldwide, because living in United States gives you a unique opportunity to be represented worldwide and to have, especially during pandemic, you know, USPS is working, or UPS and FedEx, and a lot of third world countries, they have they are struggling with their mailing system. So this is allowing them to still be able to sell their products and, you know, and be represented.
And you just presented an opportunity to actually delve into the COVID era in which we all live, and if you could just shed a little bit of light, if the artists with which you're working through Mirai, if there's been any disruption to the production of their jewelry, the production of their very highly craftsman goods, has there been any disruption as a result, or are they just motoring forward and thanks to your platform continuing their work?
Just like you said, every artist is a small business, and that is very true. Each artist has its own small business, and of course, COVID-19 and global pandemic has affected all small businesses worldwide. And being in a third world country in Armenia, where economy mainly depends on tourism, with flights being canceled, it has affected them tremendously. And that's where Mirai comes and says, we're still here. We're in United States. Travel has not been suspended here. At least, you know, we can mail and ship the items. We have been trying to collaborate with them and help them in any way possible. And I'm grateful to say that with, you know, Mother's Day coming and graduation and holidays that we have in the United States has definitely been able to support them more than before.
So in addition to providing a revenue stream for these artists, I think it's fair to say what you're doing is impacting in a positive way society in Armenia and the art layer of society, if you will, in Armenia. Tell us, the social impact. I mean, that is, you know, the social entrepreneurship that you are doing and the impact that you're having. Is it being felt not just by the artists, but by a larger community associated with the artists?
Mm-hmm. The good thing about Mireille is we do have a team in Armenia. So we have a team both in Armenia and in Los Angeles. So for the team that I have in Armenia, it has been very helpful because they still have their stream of income. The source of income has not been suspended, and they don't have any, you know, government assistance that they will be able to continue their work. So for them, the cash flow is very important. And I'm happy to say that we were able to sustain their work. And they continue to work, and people can see it in our social media because that's mainly supported from Armenia.
You mentioned social media. If you can share with our listeners what your handles are, your social media handles. You're on Instagram, I take it?
Yes, we're on Instagram, on Facebook, on Pinterest, and YouTube. Everywhere social handle is Mireille Collections, and the website is mireillecollections.com. What we have started, in a way, pandemic allowed us to have more time to concentrate on content. So we have started YouTube series every month, and every month I hop on a live chat with one of the artists. And since we have over 40 of them, every month we're going to have a YouTube series about each artist.
And that's, dear listeners, that's Mireille, spelled M-I-R-A-Y, Mireille Collections, on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Lucine, if you could shed light on the partnership that, or rather the fact that you and Mireille Collections was recently selected by a very, very impressive, prestigious network of businesses. Could you tell us a little bit about that collective that mm-hmm. you are now part of?
Yes, Mireille, I would love to. And for all female entrepreneurs, this is an amazing information. I'm happy to share it with you. Mireille Collections is part of Female Founder Collective. It is a network of businesses led by women, supporting women, and it enables and empowers female-owned and led businesses to positively impact communities socially and economically. Female Founder Collective started by designer Rebecca Minkoff. And I think we all know from our moms that any female, whenever they impact and whenever they have a business, it's not just about them or the product. It's about the community they live in. It's about the team that they have, the families of their team members. So every time you support a female-founded a business, you know that you're supporting a whole community behind it.
That's such a wonderful concept, and it's so true. It's so true that whether it's in Armenia or here in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, support for women-owned businesses and creative businesses by networks like the Female Founder Collective that you just mentioned, founded by fashion designer Rebecca Minkoff. Such opportunities really, really impact not just the founder of the business, but as you said, the community that the founder lives in, the greater community, the family, if you will, that the founder is engaged with. So it's just such a wonderful and time-tested concept, and I'm very, very pleased, and I'm sure our listeners are as well, that that you and your organization, your company, Mire Collections, was chosen to be part of this prestigious collective. With about 5 minutes left, Lucine, if we could talk about, you know, certainly every company, or most companies rather, you know, have endured some failure over time when building their company from scratch. Have you had to deal with failure? And if so, how have you overcome and learned lessons from failure?
Definitely, yeah. I don't think a person should be afraid of failure, because that's just part of our everyday life. And I love when Oprah says failure is just a change of direction. So if you know that you're doing everything and you're giving it all and there's something that's not working out, maybe that's a sign that you need to change a direction. And of course, with business, there are a lot of ups and downs. But with my personal experience, you just need to love what you're doing. I think when you create a business, you need to believe in it yourself. And no matter what happens, the ups and downs, you need to stay consistent and stay true to the reason why you created it. For us, Mire Collections is all about bringing that uniqueness in each individual. And that's what we're trying to do, to show that every individual is very unique, and all the art pieces and jewelry and accessories that we have on the website shows a true identity for that person. So no matter what happens, I guess, be consistent and stay true to the reason why it all started, and be persistent.
That's great advice, Lucine. With about 3 minutes left in our conversation, I just wanted to ask, what's next for Mire Collections? What do you have planned, assuming that, you know, the global public health crisis eases to the extent where people in the United States and also in Armenia, the two countries that where you are and Mire Collections is heavily involved in, you know, with the lifting of certain restrictions, do you foresee any new planning, any new activity happening with Mire Collections in both countries?
Yes, I think this forced us to look at business a little bit differently and make it more virtual and online, which part of us, we have already been doing it, but now we're concentrating more our strength, you know, being stronger in the online platform. For Mire, it does give a voice to the artists, and it does empower our customers to wear very unique jewelry and accessories. We are going to continue to do that and be true to the mission that we started it with, but also be more present in the online platform and have more virtual meetings. For June, we did have a plan, meet the founder in Armenia, and I was supposed to fly and be there and meet with all the artists in Armenia. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But as with anything else, you just change your direction. So we are planning to have a virtual Zoom conference with all 40 artists and hear them out and get a feedback and see how we can continue to improve their lives. With that, from each sale that happens through Mire, currently we're trying to give back to the community here in the United States. We have supported our frontline workers. We're going to support...
That's wonderful.
Education.
So with part of the proceeds of the sales of sales on Mire's platform, part of the proceeds are going towards frontline workers here in the United States.
Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. Well done. That's great. So I'd like to wrap up our conversation. It's been very, very nice chatting with you, Lucine, and we're honored that you were our guest for the second half of the Armenian Assembly of America's weekly radio hour.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, you've been hearing Lucine Simonian, who is a an artist and entrepreneur, a tech entrepreneur, if you will, who's created this wonderful online platform called Miray Collections, M-I-R-A-Y. You could find it on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Siri Radio Ngadirner, Shatshuna Kalink, Zerushadrutian Hamar, Mich Norhandi Bumner, Hajort Shapat.